I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The final winter sports championships are in the books as the national collegiate titles for men's and women's gymnastics were won last weekend in St. Louis and Chicago. For the women in St. Louis, the final rotation on the final night provided high-stakes drama, with the top two schools separated by a points margin of just .175. The two-time defending champion Oklahoma Sooners put plenty of pressure on UCLA going into the final routine on the balance beam, with the Bruins needing a near-perfect 9.975 performance to claim the team title. UCLA redshirt senior Christine Peng Peng Lee did better than that, scoring a perfect 10. Bruins teammate sophomore Kyla Ross also played a vital role in the comeback win, with her own near-perfect 9.975 balance beam performance just prior to Lee. With a total score of 198.075, UCLA claimed their seventh gymnastics trophy, and the first since 2010. Coming up, the men's title on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
The 2018 NCAA Men's Gymnastics Championship, which wrapped up last weekend in Chicago, proved to be historic for the Oklahoma Sooners, led by junior Ewell Moldauer, who earned four individual titles in floor, vault, parallel bars, and all around. For the team, they raised their fourth straight trophy, claimed their 97th straight victory, and completed their fourth straight undefeated season. If that's not historic enough for you, Oklahoma is just the third program to win at least four straight championships. Illinois and Nebraska are the other two. The win also gave the Sooners their 12th men's trophy, tying them with Penn State for the most in NCAA history. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.